You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by Cheers, live from the ESPN 97.5 studios. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Long throw in time.
Here's your Diamond Play of the Week, presented by Robbins Brothers, the engagement ring store.
The easy little tap in to make it official. And Ireland's Shane Lowry is an open champion at Royal Portrush.
This Diamond Play of the Week is presented by Robbins Brothers, the engagement ring store, West Loop South and Clear Lake.
What a play. How about that? Yeah. You see, you realize how big it is, how big that is. Shane Lowry.
Phrasing, by the way.
Yeah. Hey, it's that time of year again. We want to thank you, our loyal listeners, at our 2019 Listener Appreciation Party. Join the broadcast, editorial, and management team of ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap for an evening of food from Big City Wings and drinks provided by Coors Light. Oh, my Italian God. Coors Light this year.
Have you met his Italian God? Is he different from... I don't know, an African-American god, a Nigerian...
What? Yeah, my Italian god is different.
Okay.
Okay?
Coors Light.
Well, you know what he always has on hand? Hey. Pasta and Coors
Light. Where's the fresh garlic?
I'm going to turn the wine into Coors Light.
August 5th.
The water into Coors Light.
No, the wine. You're right. Yeah. Well, water to wine.
Then we'll take the wine, and we make it the Coors Light.
That other god will turn water into wine. I'll turn wine into Coors Light.
How about that? You're damn right he will.
And we'll turn the loaves and fishes into wings.
And gravy.
And some sugarosa.
And gobble-gull and gravy.
Five fish, two loaves, and now all of a sudden we got wings from Big City Wings?
And you got a gravy?
Is it right?
And a
is
gravy.
There a gravy?
There's a gravy.
If I make my gravy,
is there
then,
peppers?
Then everybody's going to be happy. Sausage and peppers? Yeah, you're damn right.
That's good sausage peppers.
August 15th, 6:30. So, here's the deal. At 8:10 exactly... Caller number 10, 713-780-3776 is going to win a pair of tickets thanks to Collector's Firearms to meet all of our ESPN 97.5 on-air personalities. Get a behind-the-scenes look at where and how your favorite shows and videos are made. Collector's Firearms at the corner of Fondren and Richmond, or visit collectorsfirearms.com today. The only way to get an invite is to listen and win. So make sure that you keep listening all week. We're giving them away.
It's a lot of fun. This year, I think we're going to try it with AC.
Can't promise that.
It'll
be after the building could always turn off the AC after 7. Who knows?
Wait, tell the building not to.
Well, that's something I don't handle. Caller 10 at 10. I mean, excuse me, 8:10. Caller 10 at 8:10 gets a chance to join John, and he won't have to bring the Coors Light this time.
No,
it'll be here.
Yeah. I brought my own 12 pack last night.
I know you did.
Yeah.
Walking around with it.
I was walking around with it because I was, I have to have my Coors Light. I got to stay on brand. So, you think James Harden is going to wear Nike stuff? No.
He's not allowed
to. James Harden's going to cross people over in anything Nike? No.
No, he did that in Adidas gear to some poor camper. Well, I wouldn't say poor. It probably cost him quite a bit to be there. What?
Say it on a Facebook page.
No, I can say it.
Say it on a social media
page. No, I can say it.
Watch what happens.
Because I'm not the son of a Rockets legend, so I can say it. Nothing happens to me.
Post it.
Why would I post it? I just said it. More people will hear me say it than actually if I posted it.
Drop a post.
But yeah, on the Rockets' last tweet, besides the pinned tweet of Russell Westbrook being a Rocket, is of James. At the camp, all the stars do it now. They bring out a kid. Now, this isn't a kid. He's probably a teenager. He's in full Rockets gear, jersey, and shorts, which is embarrassing.
That's a bad look.
That's embarrassing. You either wear one or the other. You don't wear the full thing like you're part of the team.
No.
James brought him out there. Dribbled between the kid's legs. His ankle almost broke there. And the kid was like, I got this. He clapped because he stayed on his feet. Then James crossed him up again, dunked on him. The whole crowd went wild. The kid lost his footing. It was embarrassing.
The whole thing was embarrassing.
Yeah, all of it.
Beginning, I think James saw, look at this dork.
Yeah.
watch what I do to him. Okay, wearing my uniform.
The complete uniform.
Yeah. No, don't do that. wear some purple shorts or something.
Yeah, pick one. You can wear Rockets shorts, but don't wear the jersey.
Why can't
too?
The kid love?
No.
You got it's one or the other.
You don't wear a
why
whole
can't
uniform.
He love? I don't get it.
You don't wear a whole uniform. It's embarrassing. It's, the only thing he was missing was the headband, the white headband and wristbands.
Or I gotta look and see if he had James's personalized shoes on too.
The white headband.
Did he have the? Yeah,
James just did that when he got that. Bad
no, he's just adding nerd to the equation.
Just look nerdier. Just to look nerdier. Let's get John in here. He wants to talk about the British Open, but everybody wants to talk about the British Open. What's up, John?
Yeah, I wanted to talk British Open, but first I wanted to talk about, I've been listening a long time. I just love the commercials. You know, if you took a person that's never listened to y'all's show and maybe had them listen for a couple of days, I think they would think that every caller and listener was an alcoholic, degenerate gambler with tax problems and shrunken drunk, that doesn't get erect.
Are we saying that's not the case?
And recently added dirty poop holes. I mean, I just love the commercials. I mean, all these problems that all our listeners have, it's so funny.
How are your carpets, John? Call Oops.
Oh, yeah, Oops, I forgot about the carpets. Oh, yeah, the carpets.
Yeah, filth and flarn in your carpets.
I think I have a dog stain that I need to
get
steamed.
Guess what? Don't stop living in squalor.
He's got a guy.
All right.
Yeah, yeah. But anyway, I wanted to talk about the British Open. I was going for Koepka or Westwood. Westwood was a pretty cool story at first.
Yeah.
But, the Lowry thing winning was cool because the Irish and Irish connection is cool. I like that. But the main reason I called was Ricky Fowler. What is up with this guy? He looks like he's on an episode of Cops or City Under Siege over in Cloverleaf. He has a mullet, that porn stash, and that scruffy, patchy facial hair. I don't understand. The dude's got money. Can he not afford a razor? I mean...
Well, he did promise. Apparently, he promised his fiance that after, I don't know if it's this tournament or soon, he is going to shave and he's going to cut his mullet. He won't show up at the wedding. He won't show up at the wedding. He promised his fiance to make the cut and lose the mullet in time for the wedding.
He's like King Metagon, dirtbag, white trash. I mean, he looks hilarious.
Yeah,
I mean,
it's a bad look. Well, it's Oklahoma State. You got to have a mullet.
Right.
You don't have to have a mullet.
Yes, you do.
No, you don't. That's one guy that does that.
No, Gundy set the tone.
Your favorite coach, Mike Gundy.
He's the greatest. He is the best. There's nothing better.
The deep-seated, I don't know if distaste for Gundy is the right word, but... Every time Lance does Gundy's a great coach, John's like, yeah, he's the best. This has been going on for like a decade now, maybe longer.
Gundy's fine. I got no problem with Gundy.
People can see you, by the way.
And whatever.
Why can't Gundy come on the show?
Because he's Gundy. Because he's too big for this show, okay?
I tried to get Matt Rhule on the show, but I didn't hear from him. He's going to be at... Touchdown Club today, and I'm up. Like I said, I had a chance to meet him. We went to Baylor. Me and Tyler Oberle we got a football program we're working on. We met with him and some of his staff, and man, they are so sharp. I couldn't believe, like, he's sharp like NFL level height, weight, speed. His idea of how to, and he spent a year with the Giants. Matt Rhule is a coach with the Giants for a year, a position coach. He turned Temple around, cranked out a bunch of NFL prospects over there. He's in a Baylor now. Did something with Jalen Hurd where he moved him back to running back. He lost weight. He played him at running back and wide receiver. I just can't speak highly enough about a guy that I think really, really gets it. Like, Baylor, I think, has a really, really good coach. You know, personally, I think it's going to be one of those things where he'll be pretty targeted after a year or two, where it's going to be hard to hang on to him because I think he could be a guy who ends up in the NFL. Because he already looks for guys just like, I went in there thinking we were going to educate him on how to look for the height, weight, speed, and I should have known I was wrong because he already found those guys at Temple, and sure enough, like, he was way ahead of some other teams that we talked to. Like, wow, this guy really, really gets it. But Baylor has not had their money. You know, the conference, you get money from your conference, right? The revenue share of a conference. Baylor hasn't had theirs for 3 years now. It's in an escrow. And all the interest that is made from the escrow is given to the other teams in the conference. this is their punishment. They're going to get their money if they check the boxes and they do everything they're supposed to do. I think it's after 4 years they get that money released to them. So they're going to have a boatload of money roll in all at one time. But for now, they don't have it. So they're kind of cash poor at Baylor, relatively speaking. But all the money that's made in the escrow, the interest, it goes to Oklahoma State, Texas, Iowa State. They all divide it up and they make that money.
Maybe when it comes out of escrow, Matt Rhule can buy a truck because he got his stolen over the weekend.
Ooh.
He did?
Yeah.
That's horrible.
He tweeted about it.
Yeah.
Stole his truck.
That's terrible. Did you guys happen to see the LSU sleeping pods that they have in their locker room?
No. Yeah.
They have new locker rooms and they're they convert in the sleeping pods.
Yeah. They convert. Look at this. It is
each kid gets one.
Here, let me show you.
Oh, sweet Jesus. This looks incredible.
Look at this. This is their locker room. It is unbelievable.
I would not go to school there.
Look at that. That's it. Each of them have televisions.
They're flying overseas.
Look at that. Isn't that unbelievable? How totally spoiled. That's a locker room.
That's
now.
Why your team can't win, John. They're too spoiled.
Oh, no.
They're
soft. They just got this. So
that makes you
guess
soft.
What they're gonna start
that
to
locker
do.
Room makes you soft.
You know what it makes you?
Soft.
Very, very happy to go to LSU.
Soft.
And win big.
Soft.
In front of 100,000 people.
Can they get a quarterback to go there?
Yeah, Joe Burrow. Thank you.
I'm going to look at it. He's on my list of guys to look at this week.
Why would
can't
you
wait.
Wanna, why nope. would you want to do that?
Because I want to get. I'm going to give him his
and,
grade.
And honey, deserves. You do? Honey Badger gave him $1 million. And his name's on one of the player, I guess, on the players' lounge. But he donated $1 million to the
he
program.
He gave a milli?
Yeah.
Yeah.
How about that?
Wow.
Yeah. How about this?
From
how
synthetic, before, from synthetic weed to name on a.
See how easily they forget.
See that?
How about this? Before you look
suspended
at Joe Burrow, maybe you should have a couple St. Arnold's.
Hey, you know what? Maybe I should. Like, hey, he didn't look so bad. Well, he's a 4 when you're sober, with about 9 St. Arnold's. With about 9 lawnmowers, he turns into a 7. Maybe that's what it is. I don't know. We'll
9
see.
9 and he only gets to a 7?
Yeah.
Is that bad?
Dell. I mean, I'm not completely plastered because at 4.9 alcohol content, you can, and maybe 9's a little much, but 4.9, you can enjoy it. I mean, there are some stronger, stouter beers out there in the St. Arnold family. You can go to StArnold.com, check all the alcohol content. That's one of the things where when you go to the beer garden and the restaurant, you got a list of everything. They've got just about everything on tap. And you've got, for those people who are real beer connoisseurs, you can find exactly the type of flavor, exactly the type of hoppy or less hoppy, a little more. They've got a raspberry AF, which is a very fruit-based beer that is very low in alcohol content. Of course, Lawnmowers at 4.9, which I think is perfect for the summer because it's very refreshing. It hits home, but at the same time, you can have 2, 3, 4 of them, and you're still in good shape. It's the type of refreshing beer that you want after mowing a lawn. That's why they call it Lawnmower, but we just know it's, while you're watching an Astros game. And yes, I can mention the Astros because they are official partners of the Houston Astros. They've got their own place out in left field, which many of you have been by because the place stays packed when you're out there because St. Arnold makes a great beer, and they make a great group of beers. They're Houston's original craft brewery, and they're still independent, unlike some of the other ones that are out there. Make sure that you check out St. Arnold. You can obviously pick up St. Arnold at your local convenience or grocery stores, but maybe more importantly, get out there to their location, which is north of downtown, and enjoy some incredible food like that strip steak from 44 Farms, that Texas hot fried chicken that they have, or maybe you want to enjoy something on the lighter side. They've got some great salads or some artisanal pizzas that they make as well that are handcrafted, wood-fired, and just perfect. Make sure, for all your information, you go to StArnold.com. Today is also on the show known as unofficially Eric Lopez Day. He is a new listener. He came over. He'd been making a mistake for years. And he's come over, and we welcomed him personally on Friday, just like Tom. We're hoping that Tom, a new listener, we don't have his last name. We're hoping that Tom is over here too, making the right choices, making good choices, choices that are going to make him better as a person. Because either you're a good person or you're a bad person, and Eric Lopez is now a good person. It's official.
It's ironic being a good person listening to two bad people do a radio show.
It's ironic, yeah, sure. But what do they say? Two wrongs make a right is what it says.
I thought it was two negatives, but positive.
Put his mic on.
The saying is not, it's the two wrongs don't make a right.
No.
Two negatives make a positive, yes, but two wrongs make a right.
No, two wrongs don't make a right.
Okay, so if you try to put batteries together, what happens? It pushes apart.
Hmm. You blow up your hands.
Yeah. So two wrongs make a right.
No. It's two negatives make a positive.
Yeah.
No, it's two wrongs.
Well, let's get Eric Lopez in here. He wants to talk to Lance here on ESPN 97.5.
Or about me, one or the other.
I'm about him. Okay. What do you say, Eric?
Is this a science talk show?
Science? Yeah.
Yeah.
We do science.
Yes, we do it all.
Yeah, yeah. We do some science and some analytics.
Lance is a numbers guy.
I'm a numbers guy. I do some analytics, too.
Hey, I appreciate y'all thinking that I'm a big sports fan. Y'all calling me out the other day saying that I didn't like golf. I love me some golf.
Did we say that? You must have said that, John.
Well, then
you were talking about the British Open.
You've come to the right place, then.
Unfortunately, you've come to the right place.
Nah. I appreciate the welcome, though, guys.
Yep. Welcome over. Is there anything you'd like for us to talk about today, Eric? Because would you like to make a request?
Yeah.
How about that sweep of the Rangers again? You know, it's always nice to beat the Rangers.
So what is it, 4 years in a row? The boot is ours?
Something like that.
I think it's four in a row. They had won the first three when it switched to interleague, when we switched to the AL.
Can somebody explain to me why the silver boot is made of crystal? It's called the silver boot.
Drayton probably got
and
a deal on it.
It's crystal.
You telling me I can get the crystal boot? So hold on. I can get the silver boot made of crystal and save $17,000. Whoa! It's the silver boot made of crystal.
And you guys were talking so much mess about Tyler White the other day, and it finally happened.
Well,
after Friday night.
I mean, Tyler White had to go. And it was, frankly, a miracle he's lasted this long, honestly. I mean, if you really look at Tyler White's time with the Astros, it was really bad except for 6 weeks. He had 6 weeks of good baseball. Other than that, it was never good. When was Tyler White good other than he had a little run? And we thank him for his run.
Walk-off home run last year.
Yeah, I mean,
he hit a grand slam.
No, quit bringing up his grand slam, John.
He hit a grand slam?
This is one thing.
Have you ever hit a grand slam?
But,
no. Okay, thanks.
No. Well, a video game.
Mm-hmm. No, I haven't video games not a video before. Game. He's a real person.
Well, he's dead to us now, isn't he?
Yeah, he's dead.
He's kind of dead. I don't care about him.
I genuinely feel bad for the guy, you know, as a person. But when you have this many opportunities, this many chances on a good team like the Astros, somebody's going to come up and going to take your spot.
Yeah, see, that's the thing. It's not like he didn't have chances. He had a ton of chances. Some argued that A.J. Reed didn't have enough chances.
Too much.
Yeah, I thought, for me, Tyler White had more than enough chances.
Oh, yeah. There's a big enough sample size to know he's heavy.
And he came in... He came in way...
What did he do?
Well, that's not what it's... We have enough sample sizes to know he's not a good player. We knew he was heavy in spring. We knew that right away. And we knew he was bordering last year. Like, he was like, hey, he's big bone. What are you going to do? This year, man, he didn't even care.
He kicked that up.
Wow.
Like, a bunch of notches.
He didn't even try.
Okay. Boy, you think... I guess he tried to lose some weight, and then he lost a lot of his white power. So he said, I'm not doing that anymore, okay?
He lost a lot of his power.
Well, he's...
No one says...
His name is White.
Yeah, but no one says, he lost a lot of his Altuve power.
Has that?
Yeah.
Do you ever say that?
Yeah.
He lost a lot of his Correa power.
Yeah. I don't know if anyone's ever uttered the sentence, he lost a lot of his white power.
He did. He lost a lot of his white power, and he couldn't stand that. Okay.
So he gained more weight. Have we seen a lot of White's power this year?
No.
No.
Except that grand slam.
Have you ever hit a grand slam?
No.
No.
Well, he must be good.
No. No. So let me
get this straight. You're advocating for more Tyler White based on the grand slam?
No. Oh, I didn't say. Don't put words into my mouth. Did you ever hit a grand slam? That's all I asked.
Making sure.
Okay.
Not even a little league.
Listen,
never.
The emergence of Jordan meant it was the death of Tyler White.
And yet he still found reps.
Well, because he's Jordan doesn't play first. Now Aledmus is coming back, that's it. So, listen, it all worked out perfectly with Correa getting hurt Bregman had to move to short, Yuli to third. Now you got an opening at first base. And now Miles Straw came in, so Bregman can move back to third, and Yuli can go back to first base, and that's what you got to do.
What is,
but as soon as Correa comes back.
This is my favorite. Here you go. There's the Astros. It's at MLB.com. Can you tell me what position Yordan plays?
That's not it. He's not a first baseman. He's a left fielder, actually.
Why does it say first base?
Because it's not bright. They're not
he
bright.
He is a first baseman. He just doesn't
he
play
just,
it yet.
He doesn't have the ability to
he
play it yet.
He obviously is the first baseman. No, look at his frame and his body type.
He will be in the future as soon as they work with him an entire offseason of nonstop ground balls. You can't trust him. He doesn't have
the ability. In the minors, right, did he just play?
No, he played both, but he wasn't good at it.
Well, I don't think he's good at defense, period.
Well, I don't know. Did you ever play left field in the majors? No, he has. Okay.
You're the temper per of radio host.
Did you, Lance? I don't think you have.
I didn't play left field in the majors, okay, Tim.
You never played the game before, so you can't talk about the game.
Yeah, you can't talk about that. You don't know nothing about it.
I just wish one time somebody in the media, when they said, you media members, listen, have you ever been in the media? No. Then you shouldn't comment on the media. If you've never been in the media, soon enough I will be. Yeah, that's probably true.
Yeah. No. You will in some way, shape, or form.
Soon enough, I will host a midday show in some market, someplace.
Some market, I will get a shot somewhere.
No matter the qualifications.
Yeah. Because there's a lot of athletes that get on there, and it's you think they're going to be better than they are a lot of times.
Why do you think
and
so?
Some are good.
Why?
Some are good.
Why do you think?
Well, because you just think they'll bring, and this is the mistake you make. You think an athlete, as you think, okay, personality, they'll probably have personality, they got insight into the game, and then you hear on TV or radio or whatever, and it is kind of surprising as many of those guys get to platforms where you realize they shouldn't be on the
platform. But if you have any personality at all, though,
you get shot,
and you're well spoken and you have personality, you're in.
But see, there's a
you've
difference.
Got a job for life.
Like Maurice Jones-Drew, I don't know that he'd be good for a radio show, but he's good in segments, and like he's really good in segments and because he's very outspoken. Like I love talking to MJD. I love talking to MJD. Willie McGinnis is outstanding. The one thing I will say that I think NFL Network has done a good job of sifting through. I mean, because they have a lot of guys that come in that want to do it, so they do a pretty good job of sifting through to see who the really good ones are. Terrell Davis is really good. I think LaDainian Tomlinson is good. Kurt Warner's good at what he does. David Carr's good.
Yeah,
like they do a pretty good job of getting some, and ESPN has gotten better over the years as well.
Hollins, Kendra Perkins things kind of flies in the face of your.
But that one is, he's specifically not in an information. He's an argumentative hot take guy.
No, he's a hot take guy.
He's
Kendra
a hot take
Perkins
guy.
Perkins isn't, they haven't made him a hot take guy. Like, hey, Kendra Perkins is one of our insiders.
Perk just says stuff. Yeah. Perk is on you. That was a guy who didn't even talk during his playing days. How he got into this role is a little. He was ready to. Who was he getting set to fight last year when he was? Was it Drake?
Yeah.
He was ready to run up on Drake, and now he's like, let's go to our NBA insider, Kendrick Perkins. Who? Kendrick Perkins?
Beaumont's finest.
I don't think he's ever smiled in his life, Kendrick Perkins.
No, he does. Well, yeah, he really doesn't.
How about your guy, Dell, Kendrick Norton? Did you see a terrible story? Got in a really bad crash. Had his arm amputated at the site.
Oh, wow.
Defensive tackle at the site of the crash had his arm amputated.
Oh, yeah.
But is it the Carolina Panthers?
The Dolphins waived him, which allowed them to pay him his full salary.
So that was a good move by the Dolphins. Obviously, his career is over. But they waived him, paid him a salary. And I thought that was a class move by them.
What a shame.
Yeah.
Boy, that is a horrible story. Hey, you may have a horrible story about your carpets or your tile or your grout. You may have some beer, wine. It could be a stain in your
furniture.
Your tile. How about in your couch or your upholstery? How about in your dining room chair? Somebody spilled wine, red wine. You can't get it out. Yes, you can. Oops, steam cleaning. It extends the life of your carpet, contributes to a healthier environment. If you got little kids, especially kids that are crawling around on the carpet, you really, really, really need to get it cleaned because that's all they're doing. Those hands are in all those germs on your carpet. This kills germs, kills fungi. gets rid of mold spores, bacteria. If you've got older carpets, you definitely have to do this. And if you haven't done it, you should be doing this at least once a year with your carpet. At least once a year, and possibly more, especially with little kids. Have you had water, water removal, water remediation after flooding or pipe leaks? You can get rid of that. Drapes, air ducts that'll clean stone, tile, grout in your kitchen, in your bathroom. You know how many germs there are? It's gross. So if you haven't done this in a while, you know what? It's not that hard. Oopssteam.com. Oopssteam.com. 281-822-0561. Tell them you heard it right here on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by Cheers, live from the ESPN 97.5 studios. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
835 ESPN 97.5, 713-780-3776. No Raheel today. He's in London getting his pictures of his mustache.
Oh, wow.
So that's interesting. So congratulations to him for that. Did you see any of his tweets? He's got a thread, a London thread.
No.
Have you seen it?
I did not see that.
Yeah, he's different stuff going on. Different stuff that he's doing there while he's in London. None of it's very interesting.
No, I didn't figure. Houston's own Juan Adams was dispatched with very, very quickly by Greg Hardy, one of the worst guys in all of professional sports. Unfortunately, punches to the back of the head. It was just, which are legal. Juan just did not respond. He was on the ground, just didn't work himself in a position or defend himself, and the ref had to step in. It was a good stoppage, and Juan even admitted that that was it. That was it. Now he's lost two in a row, did not respond great after the loss. I think he's probably going to be a little worried that that's going to be it with the UFC. We'll see. Greg Hardy said he can run it back, meaning a rematch, but I don't know that there's going to be a rematch with Juan Adams after he was really, some would just say, non-competitive. I mean, it's kind of harsh because they really didn't have a chance to do a whole lot, but I mean, it was, I don't know that that's a fight you can sell, even though it wouldn't be the headliner anyway. John did not see the fight and is not going to watch a Greg Hardy fight, which I totally understand. I was hoping to see Juan Adams win. I don't think Greg Hardy's ever going to end up on the headliner of any UFC cards. I mean, he's, you know, the question is, does he even have, how talented is he really? We know he can punch. We know he's a big guy. We know he's an explosive athlete. How is he going to be? And the UFC has to match him against certain fighters, or it could obviously be a problem. Because from a matchup standpoint, you know, there's certain types of fighters that he would be in big, big trouble against, and we were hoping Juan Adams would be one of those guys because he does have a wrestling background, but that did not happen. Your Houston Astros swept the Rangers. They take the silver boot again for the fourth year in a row. Right now you have Michael Brantley had a couple bombs, another multi-hit game, three hits yesterday. Michael Brantley is putting together his best season as a pro at age 32 with Houston Astros. And when Carlos Correa comes back, he'll hit six, and they'll move Yuli to seven out of respect. There's really not a world where Yuli should be hitting behind Carlos Correa. There really is not a world where that exists. Carlos Correa should be hitting seventh right now.
No.
When he comes back.
Absolutely.
Do you think there's any chance he does?
Yeah.
I mean, Yuli is right now on an absolute tear. Who would you move? You're not moving Yordan. You're not moving Bregman. You're not moving Altuve. You're not moving Springer. You're not moving Brantley. These guys are unmovable.
When they're all back, it's going to go Springer, Altuve, Bregman, Brantley, Yordan.
Why Brantley?
Right, he's your cleanup hitter.
Why not Yordan?
No. Anytime he's in there, he hits ahead of Yordan.
Yeah, and I guess it's nice to have Yordan behind Brantley because Brantley's going to probably see more pitches.
Yeah. Yordan, Yuli, Correa.
So you think Yuli will be ahead of Correa?
Chirinos, Reddick.
So Correa is going to hit seventh, you think?
That's what I think.
I mean, he should. There's really no reason to. Why would you, unless you thought about the fact that it's not a bad thing to have Yuli a little deeper in the lineup.
Well, how about this, though? Your lineup with Carlos Correa batting seventh. I mean,
I know.
That's pretty freaking good.
That's unbelievable.
Chirinos has got to start hitting again. This is, you know, when he started out really hot and he was really good early on, it was like, guys, you got to take this. And he came up with some big hits. He came up with some game-winning hits early on, and that was all fine and good. I don't really give a rat's ass if Chirinos hits, if you want to know the truth. He's going to hit anywhere from 205 to 230. Somewhere in there, he's going to end up for the season, and that's just fine because the pitchers love to throw to him. He can throw runners out. He's great behind the plate. Just call a good game, and you're going to be fine.
Over his last 19 games, Yuli Gurriel is hitting 363 with an OPS of 1250 with 25 RBIs. And he's 11 home runs and 18 runs scored. He's got 11 home runs in his last 19, 25 RBIs, and a 1250. Like, you can't possibly move him behind Correa.
No. I would be shocked. Now, you get a measure of respect to a Carlos Correa, but you also have to hand it to Yuli the way he's hitting. You don't drop that guy to seventh and
all. Josh Reddick hitting 239 over his last 20.
No, he's your nine hitter because you would go Chirinos eight and Reddick nine because you want Reddick in front of Springer. You want him. You get basically got back-to-back pseudo leadoff men.
Okay, so over the last 20, four Astros are hitting over 300. Who are they?
Over the last 20 games.
Yeah.
Four Astros are hitting over 300.
Over 318 or better.
Yordan?
Yep.
Yuli?
You'll get them all. Yep.
Brantley?
Yep.
And Altuve?
Yep.
Bregman has got to be close.
Breggers is at, no, he's at 277.
Okay.
Springer, 278.
Yeah, Altuve is looking back. Like, he's up to what, 277 now?
Yeah,
yeah. He's gonna hit 300. There's no question.
Yuli, 25 ribs in his last 19, as I mentioned. Over the last 20 games, Yuli has 25 RBIs. The second closest is Yordan with 15, but he's only played 15 games.
Yeah, right.
I mean, he is ridiculous. Three home runs for Yordan in the last 15. Yuli's got 11. I mean, Yuli is just a monster. George Springer with 5, Bregman with 4. You think what kind of chance do you think Yordan has of winning Rookie of the Year?
I think very good.
He's got a good chance, I would say.
Yeah,
as long as he can, and there's really no reason he wouldn't continue to play. I mean, this is not just a guy who's a feast or famine hitter. Yuli hits for average.
Yordan.
I mean, Yordan hits for average. Right. Yordan's going to hit for power. He's going to hit for average, and then he's got the ability to, you know, I mean. He gets some respect from pitchers. They don't just – they have figured this out quickly. If they leave it in the zone, that 475-foot bomb that he hit the other day, good Lord. I think it's only one home run so far this year that was sub-400. Only one of his 10.
It just got in over the right field wall. I would – I think he's got a good chance, especially the Astros keep winning. He's hitting five, you know, fifth in the order. His OPS is still over 1,000. I don't think it'll be. I think it'll probably be a little bit less than that by the time the season ends. But the strikeouts are starting to add up, but he's still got a pretty darn good eye. He does watch maybe a few too many pitches in two strike count that he's got to go after.
Mm-hmm.
But overall, I mean, you can't argue with this.
Yeah,
I mean,
but what I think was interesting about that is he's willing. I agree with you, and I think that'll get better. But you know what it shows to me? It shows an unwillingness to just chase bad pitches. Like, he is operating with some plate discipline. He just doesn't maybe know the strike zone as well as he needs to yet. But you don't see him just swinging from his heels. Like, he's not easily baited by pitches so far. You don't see somebody who goes, oh, we can just drop a little. We can just throw him, change his outer portion to sink out of the zone, and he'll just chase them all day long. He'll wait on pitches, sometimes to his detriment, but he will wait on pitches. I like that plate discipline for such a young hitter.
No, absolutely. No, he's got wonderful plate discipline. 713-780-3776, 843, 713-780-3776. If you'd like to get in here on ESPN 97.5, come hang with us.
Listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by Cheers, live from the ESPN 97.5 studios. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, 848 ESPN 97.5. Good weekend for your Astros. Good weekend for Shane Lowry. Not a great weekend for our Houston Texans. Apparently, Justin Reed was in a car accident. He got hit from behind by a drunk driver. And he he's okay, though. Shaken up. He said, you know, I felt worse after football game. So, but joking aside, there was a dangerous situation. And the drunk driver obviously had his issues. And fortunately, no one was seriously hurt. So that's good, really good to hear. JJ and D-Hop are going to start the season on the pup list. So Lamont said, so JJ's going to do even less than Clowney this offseason? I didn't know that was possible, but yes, he will probably be doing less than Jadeveon Clowney. Jadeveon Clowney ought to stay in shape. Jadeveon Clowney needs to come in ready to play. JJ has to get better. And do you really need JJ and D-Hop? Do they really need to the beginning of camp? No. No. Even if it's just JJ just needs the time off and doesn't need, you know, just needs to make sure that he's healthy at the end of the season, then that's all fine and good. Who cares if he's out on the practice field for training camp in 9,000 degree weather? No one. No one cares. He doesn't need it. He's pretty darn good. Actually, it's the best thing for him to not be out there right now. And D-Hop is as well. I mean, dude can catch the ball one-handed while he's getting ready to
It's not a big deal. The league. They can come off pup anytime, so it's not a big deal.
Yeah.
It's really not, unless it becomes a big deal. But I don't expect it to be a big deal at all. Kahale Warren, I'm a little, you know, I'm just moderately concerned. Just want to make sure that everything is good with him, because I do think he's a guy that I talked to somebody who has been out in LA, who lives out in LA, who's been going out to watch practice. So Deshaun Watson's been putting a lot of time at a trainer out in LA along with Kahale Warren. Those two have been throwing to each other. Well, he's been throwing to Kahale Warren a lot. They've been grinding in the weight room, really working hard. So got a very good report on that, and that they have a really good rapport. So it was kind of interesting to find out that the rookie has been working that much with a veteran quarterback. That's kind of rare when you have that ability to work with a starting quarterback and you're a rookie coming into, and they didn't go to the same school. It's not like there was a Clemson connection or anything like that. So he's a guy that I'm really interested in, because when I wrote him up for the draft, I thought he was more of a second-round type talent. So can be a little slow to pick some things up. So that's one of the concerns with Kahale Warren. But he is a very good athlete, just rock strong, you know, very, very well built, has some attitude when he as a blocker. So he's got some ability to become an NFL blocker. He reminds me physically of James Casey a little bit, but he's a bigger version. He's at 250. Like, he's 250. He's not 235. He's a 250-pounder. But James Casey was a former Major League Baseball player. This guy was some kind of really good water polo player at one point. Same kind of, you know, James is really well built. So is, you know, muscular, just great body type. So is this guy. So he's still a guy to keep your eye on, Kahale Warren, the rookie from San Diego State. I thought that was a really good draft pick in the third round.
Yeah. hopefully he'll be okay. No, that'd be because
he's on one of the lists.
Let's face it. You know, with the Jordans, okay, no longer. I mean, you're
Jordan Thomas.
Yeah, Akins. You don't. You need some. They got no production out of the tight end position. Zero. They got not less next to nothing out of the tight end position. So what they got to do is they really need these guys to step up and actually have good camps and actually play well. Because that's, listen, a young, while Deshaun's got going into his third year now, a young quarterback still got to, they want to depend on a tight end. And Deshaun hasn't been able to do that.
And that's, and to me, that's really the key. Because once you get a good tight end you can rely on, it doesn't. Will Fuller can still be a field stretcher if he's alive and available. Will Fuller can still be a field stretcher. And you do have another gadget option potentially in Kiki Coutee if he's healthy. I'm so tired of saying if he's healthy with the Texans. I'm so tired of that. I'm so tired of saying if JJ's healthy, if Kiki Coutee is healthy, if Will Fuller is healthy. I just can't wait. So I don't have to say, you know, Shantrell Henderson. It'll be interesting to see if he can compete for the right tackle spot if he's healthy. Can we stop having to say if he's healthy with these guys? God bless. I mean, it's dumb for two wide receivers who should be wide receiver two and wide receiver three. We have to always say if he's healthy. Always on Will Fuller. That's why Will Fuller is not going to be here more than he'll be here his 5 years and then he'll be done. Because they just can't depend on him, which is a shame because he's so valuable when he plays. He offers so much when he plays. It's just if you're not available, then who cares? Doesn't matter. But you can still run him deep. You can still get your 12-yard option in DeAndre Hopkins. Wouldn't it be great to have a big body guy with some athleticism going over the middle, running different routes like Kahale Warner?
What right now? Okay, if your crystal ball for 2020 draft, what do you think their three biggest needs are?
Cornerback, man, I hate to say it, but probably offensive tackle, maybe on the right side, because I think Max Sharping's going to end up kicking down a guard. So I think it's going to be wide receiver, because I think they'll look at a wide receiver too.
What about running back?
Running back, yeah. But I don't think they'll look in the first two rounds. My guess is they'll look
but
in the third.
But it's still, I'm talking about need, not.
All right, so if I said need, I would say cornerback, running back.
Well, let's not forget edge.
Yes, and edge rusher.
Well, if you don't if Whitney Mercilus has another season.
No, you're right. So it goes like this, edge rusher one. Because I don't see Jadeveon Clowney here next
year. Don't forget though, Roby's on a 1 year deal.
No, it's okay. It doesn't matter. One and one A. It's gonna be corner, edge, and then you have to decide between right tackle, wide receiver, or running back. Running back is the easiest to find. Wide receiver, second easiest. Right tackle's hardest of those three to find.
Yeah.
Because tackles you typically need to find in the first two rounds.
Things are fine inside on the defensive line. Hey, you don't know if JJ is going to have the kind of year that JJ, you know, we'll see what that is. Man, if Whitney Mercilus doesn't show up, let's say Jadeveon Clowney sits for the first three, four games just to prove a point.
You have no Duke Ejiofor this year.
You don't have Ejiofor. I mean, this is, if they don't put any pressure on a quarterback.
Brendan Scarlett, I'm interested to see. I still think he's a pretty decent player. He missed. You know, last year he was hurt. But, yeah, that might be a team that digs around on the wave player pile to go find some help at that position.
Hell, yeah.
Potentially, depending on health.
All right, 856 ESPN 97.5. Let's take a break. No Raheel today. So, Dell, are you moving over here? Tyler's here?
Tyler is here.
Okay.
Do you trust Dell?
Do I trust?
No. In here?
Trust me to do what?
If young Metro don't trust you.
You don't think he's going to sabotage anything?
No.
From inside the pod.
I'm pretty sure he's going to.
From inside the pod.
Now the hate will fill the room in here opposed to in
good
there.
Good point.
Okay. Oh, my Italian God.
Look, so he's got something new.
You know what? You know what I'm going to need with Dell in here? Some more testosterone.
I think it'll be overflowing.
Men's T Clinic has got you covered. They always have you covered. At Men's T Clinic, there's five locations. And they really want you to, you know, there used to be a stigma that it was about, well, if you need testosterone, that means that you're not a virile person and blah, blah, blah. And then that's really, over the last 5 or 6 years, that's really changed pretty drastically because people, there's more information out there. If you go to the website, menstclinic.com, you'll find out a lot about what it really relates to. Your testosterone level, when it drops, it has a widespread impact. Yeah, it can lower your libido. That is a problem for some men, but it also gets corrected when you get your testosterone levels corrected. Here's something else. More difficulty maintaining lean muscle mass. That's a big one. So for those of you who you work out just the same, you eat just the same, but you've noticed a change in your body and you're just like, well, I guess that's what happens when you get older. Well, it is what happens, but did you know that one of the reasons it happens is because your testosterone drops? When your testosterone level's where it's supposed to be, you have an easier time maintaining your lean muscle mass and turning that belly flab back into muscle. Make sure that you go to the website and educate yourself at Men's T Clinic. They really do have a ton of information that is going to be very helpful. It's your quality of life is at stake right here. Get your testosterone level where it is supposed to be and live your best life. Make sure you go to the website, menstclinic.com.
Your home for sports is ESPN 97.5.